In the Democratic Republic of Congo, official peace talks between the government and rebels will take place Monday in Nairobi, Kenya, to resolve a recent offensive that has brought the country's eastern region back to the brink of an all-out war. Authorities are now willing to meet envoys of rebel leader Laurent Nkunda Tutsi, who says he is trying to drive out about 1,500 Hutu militiamen from North Kivu province. Many of the Hutus are believed to be Rwandan exiles who fled to Congo after Rwanda's 1994 genocide, in which more than 500,000 people, most of them Tutsis, were slaughtered. The head of Oxfam in the DRC, Juliet Prodhem, spoke to us from Goma about the situation there and what world leaders can and should do to help.
The current situation in Congo is a very big mess. You have hundreds of thousands of displaced people now, who have been, more than 100,000, who have been displaced in the latest wave of fighting, which started towards the end of October. So that's within just 5-6 weeks. We have people displaced from Goma, where I am, to the east and west, over the size of North Kivu, which is the very size of Belgium. So you can imagine it's a huge area. You have some of those people, I suppose the luckier ones, have fled to camps and to areas where they're staying with host families, where they're getting some assistance and they can be reached. The ones who are not so lucky, who have fled away, are hiding in the forest because they're afraid of the militia and the military who are still engaging in battles and who are rampaging around them. Some of those people in the forest are afraid for their lives, they're afraid of being raped, they don't have access to any food, any water, and they fled with just the things on their back, sometimes managing to grab maybe a jerry can or maybe one household item, but really they have nothing. So it's a desperate situation still.